Hey, welcome in here to wrap up the KER report. My guest to close the show is Stephen Leeb. The show is heard on about 27 radio stations, and you can also listen to it as we podcast it from our website, www.kereport.com. That is how you can get directed to the site. Dr. Leeb, let's talk a little bit first about commodities. I want to chat about gold and silver. Where did we close roughly this past week, sir?
Gold closed at around 1743, and silver closed at about 2525. Those are spot prices.
Boy, you know, it's on a personal note, I sold a bit of my silver holdings down at about $17, which was a profit to me. I wish I hadn't done that. How do you feel about those closing numbers, Doc?
Well, I think it, again, Al, it shows that gold and silver are kind of in a sideways pattern. And you know, it's easier to understand with gold because gold is in a kind of a battle for civilization, if you will. It's really a battle between what will mark the new reserve currency. Will the dollar be able to maintain its status as a new reserve currency? Or will we need a new monetary system altogether in which gold plays a vital role? I think it's inevitable that we will have a new monetary system in which gold does play a vital role. Doesn't mean that we go back to your mother's gold standard, you know, the old-fashioned one in which you fix the price of gold, but rather we will go to a gold standard in which gold is allowed to float up in you know, different periods of time. It will, you know, escalate in value. It'll have to be reset in price. And I expect gold, through it all, several years from now to be well into five digits. I mean, I don't think there's any way around that. So that's where I think we're headed in gold. Silver, it's also a monetary metal, but it's not in a real battle with the dollar right now. And that's, so that's not really holding it back. But basically, I guess because it does track gold a little bit, it's not as high as it probably could be, but it'll get there. I mean, it basically is a critical industrial metal.
Yep.
And you're not going to be able to use solar energy unless you have a lot of silver.
What are you telling your investors, Doc? I'm curious. Are you saying gold or silver? I personally kind of like silver simply because profits in silver are substantially, they have to be substantially less to get some very, very good result. Well, how do you feel?
I think that that's true. Typically in bull markets in commodities, silver will outperform almost every other commodity. That has not been the case this time around, because the dynamics are much different and the stakes are much higher. This time around, it's really been the entire commodity complex, all commodities. I mean, I'm looking here at lumber. Lumber closed the week at $1,100. Now, that's up fourfold since last March. I mean, that's probably outperformed almost any other commodity. And, you know, you don't hear anything about lumber. You don't hear it in the press. You don't hear it, you know, anywhere. But it attracted me because, A, it's moving up, and, B, you don't have to be a whiz in economics to realize lumber is critical.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to buy a new house, you're going to have a lot of wood in that house, period, you know, no matter where you are. And when you see a critical commodity like lumber moving up fourfold in a little more than a year, it's a big deal. And then you see the U.S. government reporting that inflation is around 2%.
Well, I don't buy
give
that.
Me a break.
I don't buy that at all.
No, it's ridiculous. How can lumber be up 300% and it be the most important, one of the most important components in a home, and U.S. inflation is up less than 3% or less than 2% actually by what the Federal Reserve uses? No, these numbers are nonsense. And it's partially because of these numbers that gold is, you know, sort of holding back a little bit here. But that will not last. That I can almost guarantee you. I mean, if I can just, two brief comments. There are two things right now that put us in the middle of probably the most critical transition in the history of humankind. One is that the developing world, that's 85% of the population, is growing, and it's growing strongly. And that means that the call on commodities, all commodities, is going to be exceptional. That was the case in the first 20 years of this century. It's going to be the case going forward. Second, we are going to have to replace renewable energies with the energies we use right now. But the catch is that the energies we use right now, the major energies, oil and gas and coal, are going to be critical to make this transition. And this is a very, very complex transition. And the more I look at it, the more complex I realize it is. And some of your listeners, et cetera, are going to hate to hear this. But believe me, I am no friend of China. But I can tell you right now that if we do not learn how to cooperate with China, and we do not stop, you know, all this yelling and cursing about how bad China is, and in many ways they are bad. I'm not saying that they're good, but I'm saying that as a world, if we're going to survive, we're going to have to learn to cooperate. This is really a test that, I mean, if you're religious, you believe it's, you know, a religious test to see if mankind can get through this next period. That those stakes are real. They are not anything that I'm making up. You can, you know, if you just think about it for a second, they make sense. They absolutely do. And people can read my book if you don't have any, if you have any doubt about it. But the next 10, 20 years, 1 year, 2 years, it's going to be tumultuous. It's going to be testing. And the one sure winner will be gold, incidentally. But all commodities should win. And that's exactly what's happened over the past year.
Steve, let's take a real quick break. Not a break, but I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to answer a question for me. We've only got about 2 minutes, Steve, but so please, as concise as possible. This tumultuous time that you're talking about, describe it, if you can, briefly in just a couple of minutes, sir.
Okay. Well, again, let me begin where, go back to where I began. Lumber prices. How can lumber continue to go up fourfold without it causing a crisis? It can't. You're not going to be able to build homes. Or if you build them, they're going to be, you know, many times what they were. If you go back to March, it's not just lumber. It's not just gold, silver that's gone back up. It's all commodities. Last time I mentioned, I took a list of 30 stocks, which I happen to recommend. I don't think that they were exceptional. They went up 160, 150, 160% in a little over a year. Nothing special about them. 30 stocks. I mean, they were good stocks. I think I'm a pretty good stock picker. But the point is they represented a whole slew of commodities. That cannot continue. That will cause tumult. And when you've got commodities going up like this and you've got the government reporting inflation of around 2%, you've got the making of a real crisis, real crisis.
And is this going to be good for investors? Only yes or no.
It will be terrible for some investors, but it will be great. Great. It'll be the greatest time in the world for those investors that understand what's happening. And what's happening is commodities are taking center stage. Long term, gold will be the leader, but shorter term, over the next year or two or three, it might be any commodity.
Yep.
Investors have to have a collection of commodities in their portfolio, whether it be through ETFs or individual stocks, or they could end up devastated. Devastated.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to contact Dr. Stephen Leeb, what I'd like you to do is simply go on our blog. I talk with him every day. Any contact that you want, I will take care of it for you. You can also reach Stephen Leeb with particular questions. I'm sure most of you are clients and have his phone number. Dr. Leeb, thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.